While former dissidents and prisoners of conscience mark the 59th anniversary of the 1948 communist putsch on Sunday with calls for the Communist Party to be banned, Communist Party leader Wojciech Filip urged his party to prepare for a new revolution. He said his party must meet the challenges of the present day by re-embracing Leninist ideology. A contradiction in terms? It certainly seems so. Earlier, my colleague Daniela Lazarova spoke with commentator Jiří Pehe, and he told her that Mr. Filip's speech reflects the plight of the present-day communists, which he sees as a dinosaur fighting for survival.
This is typical communist speak. The party needs modernizing. Even Mr. Filip knows that, but at the same time, he knows that if, because of this modernization effort, the party loses its old members, its hardcore, it will basically disappear from the political scene. So I think that what Filip is trying to do is soothe the feelings of the old members, and at the same time he's telling them we need to modernize, otherwise we will disappear.
So despite the hardline rhetoric, you feel that the Communist Party leader is actually opening up to the need for reform?
I think he's trying to open up to the need for reform. I think that his speech also shows that the communists really do not know how to do it or what to do exactly in the situation in which they find themselves. They realize that any real modernization would move them closer to the social democratic platform, and they could be really taken over by the Social Democratic Party. At the same time, they know that if they adhere to the old neo-Stalinist line, they will disappear as well. So they are looking for a middle way, so to speak, and this is why we get this very strange language 17 years after the fall of communism, and at the same time we can hear appeals for modernization.
One of the party's main goals is said to be raising the party membership. Now, is that at all possible when communist supporters appear to be dying out?
I think that the Communist Party will have a very hard time increasing its membership under the current conditions. It is a party of old people. The average age of its members is well over 70. And at the same time, the party is not finding many themes or topics that would appeal to young people. I think that, of course, it is possible for the Communist Party to become a spokesman for dissatisfied young people on the issues of globalization, global capitalism, and so on. But many other parties are trying to move into this space, including the Social Democratic Party or the Green Party. And therefore, it will not be very easy for the communists to attract young people. In my opinion, the Communist Party will in 10-15 years disappear from the political scene, or its popularity will be so low that it will not play a major role in Czech politics. I really feel that there is almost no future for the Communist Party. It is an obsolete political grouping which really is not in tune with developments in the modern world.
Political analyst Jiří Pehe there giving his view on the Communist Party in 2007. He was talking there to Radio Prague's Daniela Lazarová.